Sonny T.
Hey, man, sorry for fucking up your turntables. Mr. DJ.
That's cool, man. That's cool. Y'all didn't have to break my $150 glasses, though. But just to show you that there ain't no hard feelings, I got a couple ladies here I want to introduce to y'all. Prime Beef Boy, check it in. Check it in.
Nice to meet y'all.
Sonny T, yeah, fucking with me, right? Wait till he gets a couple sips of that hallucination rain. Ain't gonna be nothing nice. Nothing nice.
The Necessary Triumvirate of Prince, Proudhon, Nicola, and Alice. Part 11, Claims Bigger Than States. Quote from the New Yorker of July 10 and 17. The article is called Paul is Dead by James Wood. Quote, Emmanuel Carrère is interested in the unlikelihood of the Christian sect's eventual triumph. Some Greeks treated Paul's ministry with amused tolerance. They were aristocrats of the spirit, wealthy in their own philosophers and gods, looking down on oddly single-minded parvenus. The Romans mainly left the Christians alone until Nero, the emperor between 54 and 68 AD, began to persecute them in Rome. Tacitus suggests that Nero used them as scapegoats for the great fire of Rome in 64. But Tacitus adds that the Christians, devotees of what he calls, quote, a most mischievous superstition, were likely convicted not because they started the fire, but because of their otherworldly beliefs and practices, their quote unquote hatred of humanity. The figure who is chiefly responsible both for the spectacular growth of Christianity and for the kind of fierce moral atmosphere that might have led to the comment by Tacitus's jibe, is Paul, who lies at the center of this book far more than Jesus does. Paul is Christianity's great and early ideologue, the man who shaped its legacy, who took a cluster of strange parables and sometimes gnomic statements, and emphasizing the apocalyptic, built them into a theology. Paul was born Saul in Tarsus, now in Turkey, perhaps a few years after the birth of Jesus, whom he never met. He was a devout student of Judaism and was sent to Jerusalem for schooling with one of the most eminent rabbis of the age. Filled with piety, Saul became an eager persecutor of the early Christians, who were known at this time as, quote, those who follow the way, unquote. As Luke relates in Acts, Saul was on his way to Damascus to arrest those blasphemers that he could find and bring them back to stand trial in Jerusalem when a light blinded him and he fell to the ground. Jesus' voice asked him, why are you persecuting me? And then told him to go into the city and await his orders. Paul's conversion was momentous. During the next 20 years, this incandescent missionary visited Christian churches and communities from Corinth to Antioch. And when he could not reach them, he wrote to them, setting down the epistles that form, with the Gospels, the core of the New Testament. These letters are, as Carrère explains, the oldest Christian texts. They predate the Gospels by 20 or 30 years, and perhaps the most modern biblical texts, quote, the only ones whose author is clearly identified and speaks in his own name, unquote. And we've been quoting from Emmanuel Carrère's The Kingdom. The article is called Paul is Dead by James Wood.